Today, all around the world, people are engaging in an annual mating ritual, popularly known as Valentine's Day. During this 24-hour period, there is an inexplicable attraction to the color red. There's a fascination with roses, and chocolate consumption skyrockets. There are similar rituals in the natural world, minus the chocolate. Independent producer Brett Myers has the story of a woman whose life was transformed when she witnessed one such encounter.
My name is Ro Vaquero. I'm 63 years old, and everyone just calls me the Butterfly Lady, which is fine with me. I wear a butterfly every day, at least somewhere, but usually multiple butterflies. I have a butterfly watch and butterfly earrings. There are butterflies on my shoes and my socks.
Butterfly, close your eyes.
In 1978, I found a job as a legal secretary in downtown Washington, D.C. And because I type 130 words a minute, they gave me four attorneys to work for, with nine incoming phone lines on my desk. During that time, we discovered that I had lupus, which is made much worse by stress. So after 10 years, I had a brace on my leg and a brace on my arm, and they were talking wheelchairs, and I was talking jumping off this 12-story building. Then my sister called me, my sweet sister, and she said, "Someone just told me that monarch butterflies migrate here in California. And I know you're tired, you're burning out. Why don't you take 2 weeks and fly out here, and we'll find where the butterflies are." And I said, "I'll do it." The first milkweed begins to pop through the ground very romantically the week of Valentine's Day. All of a sudden, the little male's hormones click in, and then he starts chasing the girls. We have thousands of butterflies that spend the winter here. Right now, we've got about 18,000 of them. So that's 9,000 boys chasing 9,000 girls, all getting the idea all at once the week of Valentine's Day. They chase in spirals up into the sky, and there are chases going on all over the grove as the male butterflies try to choose their Valentine sweethearts. And when he finds the girl that he thinks would be just perfect, he zooms in front of her and he sprinkles her with this wonderful perfume, and she is just dazzled. And he grabs her in midair with his feet, and so, like a little maple seed, they come twirling down out of the sky. He strokes her body, and then he puts his head right down next to hers, and it looks just like he's whispering sweet things in her ear. But he's going to trick her. He stands on his head and flips her, and if he does it correctly, he'll have the abdomens aligned, which is the only way he can make the connection. Then she becomes very docile, and she folds her wings together. He runs 2 or 3 steps, he lifts her up underneath his body, and he carries her all the way up to the very top of the trees where they'll be the warmest, and they stay together till the sun comes up the next morning. I surprised even myself by sending my letter of resignation by Federal Express. I said, "Consider my 2-week vacation your 2-week notice. I'm moving to live with the butterflies." And I did. As you can see, there's no brace on my leg, there's no brace on my arm, and I haven't wiped this silly grin off my face since I got here. What can I tell you? The butterflies made me do it. They made me do it, and they were right. I could live forever here. And if I don't live forever, I'll feel like I lived forever. Climb aboard a butterfly and take off on the breeze.
Let your worries flutter by and do the things you please.
In a land where dollar bills...
No, in a land where butterflies are falling off the trees on a dreamer's holiday.
Every day for breakfast, there's a dish of scrambled stars. And for luncheon, you'll be munching rainbow candy bars.
You'll be living on a...
Our story on Ro Vaquero was produced by Brett Myers.
On a dreamer's holiday. Come on, we're gonna make it a long vacation.